Where is your treasure? And what is your treasure? What is it that is most important to you in your life? Those are really good questions to have in mind as we enter the season of Lent and enter a time of self-examination. Are we merely giving lip service to what we say is important? Or does it show in our daily lives? Jesus has some rather harsh words for those who say one thing and do another, for those who do things just for show. In our gospel reading, we are told of those who fast and pray and give alms just so others will see that they are doing these things. Jesus calls them hypocrites and says they have received their reward, the reward of being noticed by other people. He reminds that this is not what we are to do. We are not to do good deeds to be recognized by others, to be esteemed by other people. The only one that needs to know what we are doing is God. And God knows what we are doing, whether we want him to or not. So what is your treasure? Does your life reflect that? It does, whether you want it to or not. Whether we want it to or not, our lives reveal our treasure and reflect who we really are. The greatest commandment is this: you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and you should love your neighbor as yourself. How are we doing with that? Do our lives reveal people who love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, and soul? Or do our lives reveal that there are any number of things that we love more than God, and neighbor, or even self? My hunch is that the honest response is B. And you know what the good news is? The good news is that we're now entering Lent. And while we may not think that entering Lent is particularly good news, it is. Not only is Lent a time of examination, a time of being especially aware of our sins and the ways that we have fallen short, it's also a time that we are reminded of the great forgiving nature of God. We hear words like wretchedness and wickedness in description of our fallen, broken human condition, words that we don't use too often in our world, especially in reference to ourselves. And we hear words like compassion and mercy and forgiving in description of the nature of our God. And that is good news. As we begin our time of reflection and repentance, as we are invited to enter the observance of a holy Lent, let us take the opportunity to be reminded not only of our shortcomings and our sins, but also of the compassionate mercy and forgiving nature of our God. We are to use this season as a time to look deep within ourselves, to see if our lives reveal not only who we are, but who we want to be in the sight of ourselves, our neighbors, and our God. And as we ask ourselves where our treasure truly is, let us always be reminded that we are God's treasure. And let us respond accordingly. Amen.